This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. 56 new recruits are ready to hit the streets, graduating this morning from the Boston Police Training Academy. They are welcome additions, but not nearly enough to compete with the problem the department faces, more and more officers hitting retirement age. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on the staff shortages and challenges posed by the declining numbers of officers of color.
At a city council budget hearing earlier this year, Police Commissioner Bill Evans revealed his department is facing down a wave of officers hitting retirement age.
In 2017, eligible is 272. In 2018, it's 370. In 2019, it's 458.
Evans is counting the cumulative number of officers that will become eligible for retirement over the next few years, those reaching the age of 55 with 32 years of service. Mandatory retirement comes at age 65. The department is already short on staff. The Boston Police Department has a current staffing level of about 2136. Evans wants that number to be 2185. Without enough officers, the department is relying on overtime to fill shifts. Recruitment has not been easy, says Commissioner Evans.
It's a challenging profession right now. We probably recruited the hottest we ever did this year, and we probably had the lowest applicant pool to take this last exam.
At the swearing-in ceremony for the recent class of recruits, Tyron Barboza stands with his infant daughter, Lanai, in his arms. He just completed 6 months of training with a focus on community policing, and he's looking forward to getting to work.
I said it's about neighborhood policing. You got to go in there and you got to make people give them that sense of did you want to bridge the gap between civilians and police force? You know, you got to go into a positive mindset no matter how tough the job is. You know, that's one of the things I'm looking forward to is trying to help bridge that gap.
But in one way, that gap is widening. In a city where people of color increasingly outnumber white residents, minority officers are vanishing from the force. Today, the department has become less diverse than it was in 2004. That's when a federal judge overturned a three-decade-old consent decree that mandated hiring of people of color. Larry Ellison is president of the Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers.
If you look at the academy classes in the last 10 years or so since the consent decree expired, the number of officers of color have dropped dramatically.
Ellison says many of the officers hired during the consent decree era are reaching retirement. He expects that by 2018, the department will lose over half the officers of color who came on during the consent decree. And he says the department now loses more officers of color than it hires every year. The issue is apparent in the current class of graduates. Of the 56 recruits, nearly 80% are white. There's only one woman of color, only one Hispanic officer, and just two Asian American officers. Changing those numbers is now the responsibility of Michael Gaskins. He's the department's first diversity recruitment officer and exam administrator. He started in February.
We're desperately looking for those that have interests that are from the Asian communities and Hispanic communities, not only to be a reflection, but to also serve. We know that there are a lot of English-speaking citizens, but there are also a lot of non-English-speaking citizens, and we want to make sure that we can serve and provide services to those communities as well.
Gaskin says he believes the department can do a better job making sure people understand the opportunities given the change in demographics of the city. But he says Boston is not the only city facing a recruitment problem.
Right now, nationwide, there's a shortage of people that actually apply to become police officers. It's a special opportunity and a special job and a special calling. I believe that we have to do a better job of making sure that people understand the position, the opportunities that are here.
The department wants to fill those opportunities quickly. It's moved up the start date for the next class of recruits, and it's increasing its size. A new class of 100, almost double the recent class, begins training in August. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.